call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, this is the automatically deleted husband still trying to reconcile his family because I'm in love with my wife, I'm in love with my kids, and I don't know what it's like to be a husband or dad anymore because it's been denied me by the people I love. It was kind of intense because I had other plans, but I did send the today's postcard again to Jim Cross because, you know, I mentioned Morgan Kaufman, and who this week was fired from Instagram, Facebook, and because it was a reminder of Eric Cochran. From a couple years ago, he was fired from Pinterest. Both of them went public using Project Veritas. Others have done things using different organizations, but obviously, you know, Project Veritas has very much a stage presence. So they make a little bit more noise. But, you know, these people get the limelight. They get their 15 minutes of fame. In the case of Eric Cochran, he was hired by Project Veritas. So now he is an employee there. There was the Google whistleblower from the same year, I think, who I don't know what happened to him. And there are several others that, you know, so Eric Cochran was kind of like the one who got, you know, was able to bounce back. But most of these people will have their 15 minutes of fame, and that's it. It's like the I don't wonder what happened to the postman who blew the whistle on the stolen or delayed mail-in votes or whatnot. But anyway, but you know, it hits hard because it was in 2019. So approaching 2 years ago, that I did a video, Project Veritas and the Pinterest Whistleblower. And by far, that video has received more views than anything else I've done. I mean, well over 1,000 on YouTube, on BitChute. I don't know how much on YouTube, not on YouTube, but on Brighteon. But, you know, combined over 1,000 views. And, you know, the issue there that I mentioned is I'm a repeat offender. And, you know, I look at other cases because I think of the example of, the Seth Rich example, he's dead. There's the obvious Julian Assange example, and he's been, you know, he's rotting in prison under no charge. You know, that's the American way. And then there's... you know, the Bradley Manning, who now wants to be called Chelsea Manning. And I mean, that's definitely nuts. And, but, you know, just because something, I will apply the same hope for 1 Corinthians 6:11 to Chelsea Manning as much as to Jack Cross. Because the grace of the Lord is fantastic. And I don't know who he's going to show it to. And then of course, there are some others. You know, even the gentleman I knew, the artist, John Painter, had some issues because he also blew the whistle in some medical thing, something that I don't have the details, and obviously I can't ask him now because he's also dead. But what I'm finding is that if you're part of a collective, you cannot do anything to threaten the collective or you're going to be toast. And... this is commonplace. And, you know, And of course, like I say, I'm the repeat offender. Because if somebody else exposes the wrongdoing we're doing, whether it's minor, stealing a few dollars, or major, people are dying. If you expose that, there's a problem. And, obviously the further you go up the ladder, the common technique is we're going to invite you to do something foul in order to make sure we have something hanging over your head. Those things are done. Look at Jeffrey Epstein. Why did he have all the resources? Because he was the tool to do exactly that. And then the thing that still was mind-boggling to me, because as far as I can recall, when we were at Lower Alabama, the church we were at, there wasn't anybody who expressed anything that what happened was the right thing when I was fired from Worcester. I sense an expression, you did something that would hurt our team, the U.S. military. And, that obedience to Christ stuff, well, that's important, but don't mess with our team. And I don't think Jim Cross understands that. I don't think my wife does. And it hurts. But I want my family to know. So I got to find a way to let them know. My lady and my kids, I love you all.